This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is the Escape Hour, your food and travel show. What's our travel news this week, Stefan?
I mean, that Qantas started flying direct from Perth to London. It was just around 17 hours or so. And they're eyeing out there. So Alan Joyce was talking this week saying that they're thinking of starting flight direct from the east coast of Australia to Europe. And
now, how long is that flight going to be?
Well, they're thinking around 20 hours.
Oh, my God. I don't know whether I could stay in that tube for 20 hours.
I don't know. I booked myself on the Perth to
London. Oh, you did?
London.
How was it?
Well, no, I'm going there. Trying it in December.
All right.
Yes, be further forward than...
Well, we might segue to Donovan. Now, you've flown a lot in your time, Donovan. Would you be happy to stay in a plane for 20 hours non-stop?
Only if they had quality alcohol there.
So if they had enough booze for you to drink, you think you'd be happy for 20 hours?
Yeah. Plenty of booze, plenty of movies. The only problem is you wouldn't be able to smoke, would you?
No, that's true. That's true. It's something that they won't let you do on aircraft anymore. Maybe they'd be an airline that would make a fortune if they were big smoking, wouldn't they? That'd be great.
Isn't there some Middle East airline that still do?
I'm sure.
Royal Jordanian, I think.
I think so. Okay, well, there's one for the
smokers.
And
you can carry a Falcon as well.
All right. I'll let my customers know that. There's a few smoking customers that despair when they get on those planes and they can't smoke for 14 hours. So this week in travel, we've got just some interesting facts that people may or may not know these days. We just like to keep our listeners up to date on what's happening in the world of travel. The 2019 early bird airfares are all coming on sale in the month of September. So if you are travelling 2019, hang on just a few more weeks because you're going to see bargain airfares coming out left, right and centre. So if you're going away next year, Stefan, you need to absolutely hang on and grab some of those bargains.
Right.
Are you going away next year anywhere, Donovan? Or?
I'm not really sure. I'd like to go to England, but it all depends on the restaurant, really.
Yes.
If the restaurant's busy, I can't really get away. So.
Okay. Well, we hope you do. And if you do, you wait for these early bird airfares that are coming out, which is good. We've also... something that people don't know much about these days is that even though you bought a ticket with airline, seats are no longer free. And I'm sure everybody... We'll find this interesting that all of the airlines now make you pay for your preferred seats. So it doesn't matter when you're sitting in economy class, you've bought your airline ticket. The next thing they like to get you to do is to go on and pick a fancy seat and Bob's your uncle. The next minute you're paying money for that seat. And that's just another revenue.
Outrageous.
It is outrageous what they do there. So there are two options there. You obviously do go online and you pay for your seat. Otherwise, you can wait till 48 hours prior to departure when check-in opens, and then you can go online and choose a free seat. But
all the good ones will be gone.
But the good ones will all be gone. So I know
you're in the middle.
You are. Yes. Oh, I hate that middle seat. I hate that middle seat. Remember in the old days when in America they used to have the old DC-10 planes, and there were five seats in the middle. And I can remember travelling to LA once, and there were one couple on one side of me and one couple on the other. And I was bang in the middle of that five. And
down for a wee for about 12 hours.
Oh, I just did get up and jump over them. So.
But there's still the four. There's three, four and three, isn't there?
There is, most of the planes,
and that's quite ghastly, really.
Other interesting flight facts. What to do if your airline cancels your flight. So it depends on who you've flown with. So what we messages that we like to pass on to people is if you are travelling with a discounted airline, so that's what we call the low-cost carriers, you have no rights, basically.
Start to cry.
You do start to cry because you're not going anywhere. So airlines like to cancel their planes for the most bizarre reasons. Some of them are mechanical reasons. Others are just they don't have enough people on board the plane. So if you're flying with one of those airlines that we put in the low-cost range, you have no rights. The flight's cancelled. You've got to go and find another flight or you've got to go and rebook yourself somewhere.
So they don't even have to find you another flight.
They don't have to. I mean, look, they will do their best. Obviously, they don't want to give you a refund, but what you are entitled to is a refund, or B, so you can go and find a flight with another airline. What I did once with Jetstar, they cancelled a flight on me in Bali, and I was furious. And you knew you weren't going anywhere because we were inside the terminal. We could see the plane sitting there. They couldn't close one of the doors. That's what they were telling us, which was why the flight was cancelled. So we sat there for 8 hours until they finally cancelled the flight. And then the 250 people that were booked all on that flight went completely insane because we knew that unless you were first in line back at check-in, you weren't going to go anywhere. So the nice thing about full-service airlines, which are the big airlines, they have interline agreements with other airlines. So whenever you have a flight cancelled with an airline that we call a full-service carrier, just go up to them and say, look, I've really got to travel today. Can you put me on another airline? And 9 times out of 10, they will look after you. If they give you the, oh, no, we can't help you there. Travel insurance is the way to go. Don't put up with that as an excuse. You need to go and call their customer service department and stand tall and just say, no, I'm travelling today. You need to put me on another airline, and they will do that. And there's our airline tips for the day. This is Joy 94.9, The Escape Hour, your food and travel show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.